This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Steffen, whoops, wait. I was going to do the time 7 after the hour and Steffen together. How do we do that? Let's do that. Let's try that one again. High stakes on the high seas here, the high seas of conversation, and the appearance of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here to go through, as he is every week at this time, the list of stories that are important, the people who are on the list, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers, monitoring talk radio stations and hosts, the programs that are on the air. And there's a lot of big doings this week. So, Michael, let us get right to the task, shall we?
We'll get right to the task, but I'm provoked by that provocative beginning where you said Seven and Steffen together, because
yes.
It's always been a fantasy of mine to be able to speak two tracks at the same time or to sing in harmony with myself.
Really? Yeah, talking in harmony or singing in harmony?
I think singing. Now I don't sing. Remember back in the 60s and 70s, songs that, like Neil Sedaka, they would be double-tracked, or Leslie Gore.
Yes.
And I always wondered what it would be like to be able to do that without a recording studio, to actually sing from both sides
row,
of
row, your boat,
each vocal cord.
Down the
street. It'd be amazing.
Merrily,
in today's world of multitasking, that would be multi-talking, and you could do two shows at the same time and spread your word.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, and National Hockey League action. At number 9, the New England Patriots visit the White House. At number 8, Ann Coulter's controversial, dramatic Berkeley appearance. At number 7, the Hernandez suicide, that also ties into the Patriots, and the Arkansas executions case. At number 6, the French presidential race. At number 5, the deadly Fresno shooting. At number 4, the Georgia House race that has national attention. At number 3, and arguably tied for number 1 as we get up into the high strata here, it might even be number 1, depending on how you look at it, the O'Reilly exit from Fox News. And number 2 and number 1. Number 2 is U.S.-Russia tensions, Alaska patrols. Number 1, North Korea threats and Trump's Armada controversy. So, that's it for the week. Let's go to the people. At number 10, Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick. At number 9, Ann Coulter. Number 8, Rex Tillerson. Number 7, Aaron Hernandez. Number 6, Marine Le Pen, Emmanuel Macron, Jean-Luc Mélenchon. At number 5, John Ossoff. At number 4, Bill O'Reilly. At number 3, Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un. At number 2, and Donald J. Trump at number 1. And that is a snapshot of this week's conversation on great news talk radio stations across America.
And thanks for listening, folks. We'll talk to you again next week here on the countdown. There's a name you left off of the list, a new talk radio personality in Washington named Chuck Wagon. He's appeared on the scene.
Chuck Wagon. That is a great name, isn't it?
Justin Case, I remember him. Working in the music world. Remember, you must have run across, there were about a dozen of them around, and they were all substitute jocks, so they were there just in case. And who else was
just
there?
Just in case. Then there were funny names that we used to do in grade school that were dirty, but I'm not going to do any of them.
Can't have that. All right, so we have the slate. Every week the slate is cleaned off, and then we come up with a new list, the things that are important in the world of news talk radio conversationally. Sometimes we talk what's on the list. Sometimes we talk what's off the list. Sometimes we run the gamut here. There were plenty of things going on. And, yes, I think most people do want to hear Michael's take on the Bill O'Reilly situation. So we'll get to that right after this here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bynah Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
Every April, millions of Americans from all walks of life commiserate as they suffer through the painstaking task of filing their taxes. Year after year, people sift through endless forms and confusing instructions. With an outdated tax code and overregulation stifling job growth, it's time we come together to help Americans to take back what's rightfully theirs. Our country has an opportunity to grow our economy, bring back jobs, and empower the middle class. With more, here's Pete Sepp, President of the National Taxpayers Union.
The U.S. hasn't updated its tax code in over 30 years, and it shows. We now spend nearly 7 billion hours and $263 billion just to comply with the income tax system. Congress and the White House can fix this. Voters across the political spectrum have voiced their support for comprehensive reform. Washington has the opportunity to enact legislation that will lower rates and make filing taxes easier for everyone. We urge our leaders to seize this moment and pass tax reform now.
For more information on tax reform, please visit NTU.org.
Hi, here we are, 13 and change after the hour. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with the most talked about people and stories of the week. And the two that collide here are number 3 on the story list, number 4 on the people list, Mr. O'Reilly, and his fate has been secured. So what's your take as you think about him? He was a good radio, I thought. He was a good radio host. I enjoyed listening to him. I think he's an entertaining guy. Obviously, he has a few deviations from what's supposed to be the norm. So did he get a short stick on this, or was he treated fairly? Or what do you think is going to shake out as this story? He's done at Fox, so where does he go from here is what a lot of people are asking.
Well, he's been making a lot of money. He's walking out the door with $25 million in his pocket. So I don't feel sorry for him from a business standpoint. It's not like, how's he going to make a living?
Right.
I am cynical enough in terms of, and I'm not judging O'Reilly, although I have my own personal feelings about that. Being fair and standing on a public platform here, he was not, incriminated. He did not go to trial. He was not investigated, by the police. So. Some people say it's character assassination. He claims he didn't do it. They paid out a lot of money. It's a very, very interesting sign of the changing times that things that used to slide, people that got away with things, that business looked the other way, we're in a different era, things don't slide. It also is a great example of how when you're out there in the political wars today, everything is fair. They're going to get you. And if you have a lot of enemies, as he did, you better keep your nose clean, because they're going to find stuff on you and it's going to be out there. Whether it brings you down or not is another story. So there are a lot of things happening with this O'Reilly thing that are best described as a sign of the changing times. That being said, I'm cynical enough about, based on the premise that he's damaged goods, which he is, but not totally irreparable. I think he can be repaired. I am cynical about the fact that he will get a job as opposed to won't. There was
cynical,
somebody out.
Well, you think so, you're cynical in what you don't think he should be hired, or you think somebody's going to take him on because of his audience?
Someone's going to take him on because of his audience. I don't think he should or should not be hired. I observe. If I start getting into what should happen, then I'm not going to be effective at my job. So when I say cynical, meaning if in fact he is this heinous, troll that lives under a bridge that he's been described to be, it doesn't matter. Somebody out there will hire him and there will be an audience for him. We have a very judgmental and a very forgiving society at the same time. There's a lot of hypocrisy, and basically we live in an era of short-term memory. People will move on. So I think O'Reilly will pop up on one of the other television networks, either the big ones or perhaps one of the up-and-coming networks, such as Newsmax. I think he will live to fight another day. As far as radio is concerned, he's much better on television. I think he talks with his face. He's achieved superstar status within today's television pop culture. And, you know, it's not so much what he says, it's how he says it. It's his persona, it's his facial expressions, it's his cocky attitude. He's a TV guy. And there's more opportunity for him in television. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes in radio, but I'd be very surprised if he didn't pop up again within the year, maybe sooner, on television.
Is he a product of the times? Was he shaped and hewn to be exactly what he was? Was he the right guy at the right time? Or did somebody say, here's the right guy, let's make it work?
It's a great question, and the question is rhetorical. It's a question that you can debate and analyze. It's, you know, media theory. I would say it's a little bit of both. He's the right guy for the times, and they presented him in a package, on a platform, in an environment, targeted an audience that was perfect for what he brought to the table or what he brought to the screen. So it's a little bit of both, as it always is. I think that the relationship between the product and the public, the talent and the audience, if you will, is a very complicated two-way street. And it's never one or the other. It's a combination of both. It's like the relationship you have with the mirror. You look in the mirror, oh, I got to comb my hair. You comb your hair, it changes what you look like in the mirror. The media is a mirror of society and thus has an interactive relationship with it. Interactive even before we were in the digital age.
All right. So here's a headline that screams for some attention, and you're the perfect person to have a thought on this. The headline reads, O'Reilly gone, Fox promotes his racist protege. That Tucker Carlson, see, a racist? I don't think he has much talent. I don't get what people see in him.
Well, that's the kind of a headline. Where is that headline? I haven't seen it.
It's on the, let me see, Huffington Post.
Well, Huffington Post definitely has a point of view, you know, stationality, if you will, as does Fox News Channel, as does MSNBC.
The other side.
That's a biased headline, in my opinion.
Yep.
That's a biased headline. Racist?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we play very fast and loose with these very, very provocative terms today, and we shouldn't. Racist is a very powerful term that has specific definition. Being critical of people, pointing out flaws, might be politically incorrect, but it doesn't make you a racist. A racist is somebody who believes their race is superior to another race and then takes action to keep that other race down.
Thank you for defining that, because I think you're right. It is a misused, overused term and word that is taken most of the time completely out of context.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Because I say on one of my hours this past week that there we're talking about the... let's see, what number is this on the execution? That's number 7, the Arkansas execution. So they're going through all of this machination. 8 people in Arkansas that are on death row. They put one of them to death, and they say it's a deterrent, and then wonder how many more people are on death row or should be on death row. And I said, you could have an execution in Chicago every day, and you wouldn't get at all the murderers that were there. Oh, my God. What do you mean by that? I mean what I said. There are lots of murders in Chicago. As a matter of fact, I think it was 421 last year. And most of them, 90-some-odd, I think 94% of them, are at the hands of blacks shooting other blacks. The crime against blacks by other blacks is something that is a very poorly reported story. But does that, if you had an execution every day in Chicago, would that stop the murders? Unlikely. But because I said that, I'm a racist. There you go. 21 past the hour on the countdown.
Deep prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 past the hour now. A live broadcast with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen reviewing the charts, the things that are on the minds of people and the hosts, the folks that make talk radio hum, the people on the list this week. I want to, if we can, Michael, this is sort of a hot spot with me, and not because of the politics of it, but because of the way it's handled. And that's the number 8 item on the countdown this week is Ann Coulter being denied access to her speaking appointment at Berkeley. Apparently it's been rescheduled, but this sort of thing goes on all the time. And I don't know if we are pat in discussing it because it seems to be trite. The over and over story is liberal university doesn't want any conservatives, so there's no freedom of speech on the liberal universities, or that which is thought to be. Certainly Berkeley is thought to be a liberal institution. So what isn't she modified her approach in the last few years? Isn't she much more mellow than she used to be?
That I don't know. I'm not sure of that. I'm not sure if she's mellowed or not. I haven't followed her that closely. I know that she's a provocateur. Yeah. She's very successful at it. Whether she's sincere or not, I've never known because she knows how to... Well, it might be a shtick. It might not be. Or as is the case in so many of these situations, it's a partial shtick.
Yeah.
Where it's a little shtick and it's a little real. Because if you just... You know, the difference between talk radio and a boring college lecture is shtick.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, that's what
as they said in Gypsy, you got to have a gimmick.
Yeah.
And but freedom of speech. Actually, college campuses have the right to control what's said on their campuses because that's what they're about. They're about presenting their version of reality to students. So, if it's a liberal campus or a conservative campus, yeah, they can control who's there and what they say. Freedom of speech protects you from government. You know, censorship. If it's a public university, it changes the nature of that. But I do think that a lot of these college campuses have to be a little more flexible about allowing for different points of view for the student bodies there that are interested in that type of thing being presented on their grounds. Mm. And so it's not a freedom of speech issue. It's a freedom of intelligence issue. And I think that they made a mistake by putting themselves in a position to further give Ann Coulter a reason to be in the news.
Right. Okay, so let's just flip this over for a minute, if we can, and try to, in our minds, find out where there's a liberal equivalent to this. Where on a conservative campus like George Mason in Washington, a good example, wouldn't it have a fairly conservative college campus? And is there an equivalent where they would have refused somebody to come like the lady from Newsweek, who's on all the talk shows, who I never can remember her name. You know who I mean. She's opposite Pat Buchanan and a lot of things. Anybody, come up with a liberal name. Liberal Arianna Huffington, all right? Mm. If she were to go speak at a conservative college, would there be this kind of an uproar? Would it be solid? What would happen?
My personal feelings about that is that it wouldn't make the news. You can be sure that conservative campuses are more likely to book conservative speakers than liberal ones.
Right.
I just don't know the nature of the liberal speaker community is such that they would protest.
That's my point.
It's not in the nature of
the society. Liberals wouldn't protest him or her being on a conservative campus. The point is that on a liberal campus like Berkeley, you're not supposed to speak, you're not supposed to have a conservative, but is there some liberal equivalent on the other side? Another personality, that was what I was trying to figure out.
It's a complicated thing you bring up. The fact of the matter is there's bias on both sides.
Yes. You want to hold that thought for a minute? And maybe we'll come back to that.
It's too good to let it dangle.
This is too good. You've heard that. So too good to be true. Coming up next on the Talk Countdown Show.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Off the talk radio trough. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week. Go to talkers.com to see, for example, the new Fox News Channel lineup is there. Discussion about Bill O'Reilly, a lot of other things that are going on in the talk radio world, although sometimes when you look around, you think this is the only thing that is going on. It isn't at all. There are plenty of other things. We were actually adrift in a very important conversation about Ann Coulter and her being shunned at Berkeley. And I asked Michael if there was a liberal equivalent where a liberal speaker might have been chased off of a conservative campus. So we were in the throes of that conversation when we had to pause, so we can go back to that, Michael, if you want to finish.
All I was saying is I can't think off the top of my head, and I didn't do any research during the break. I was doing some other things of a big, high-profile liberal being thrown off a conservative campus, which is, of course, hyperbole. She wasn't thrown off. They canceled her because they thought there would be problems.
Yeah.
But I do know for a fact, as does everybody, that conservative organizations shun liberals and liberal organizations shun conservatives. We have it in talk radio. Try getting a job as a liberal talk show host on most of the commercial talk radio stations in America. So suppose somebody like an Ann Coulter from the left decided to make a scene and picket and freedom of speech and all that. It would make the news. They picked the wrong gal. They should have let her talk because she is a publicity seeker. She's a media exhibitionist. You don't want...
What a great term. A media...
I coined that term, and I'm very proud of it.
Media exhibitionist.
Yeah.
I love that. Go ahead. Yeah. Keep going.
What I'm saying is that they handed her a perfect situation. Ann Coulter is now in the top 10 news stories on radio, and it's in print. You don't think she's really upset? She's thrilled.
Yeah, of course.
That's my opinion.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. That's what we're looking for, is your opinion. Because this is about the world of talk radio, the world of opinion. The talk radio world, since you and I got into it, has changed a lot over the years.
So has the world.
Yeah, everything's changing. Yeah. So I want to focus in on the personality that is Chip Franklin. He's a very good West Coast, now on KGO in San Francisco, West Coast host. He's in the podcast this week with Michael, Up Close and Far Out. And because we are so focused on the drama of talk radio and the liberal and the conservative and the whatevers and whoevers, tell us about Chip Franklin and how he's faring in the talk radio wars.
Well, Chip Franklin's been around for over 27 years as a talk show host, and for most of them he's been a conservative. And he began to evolve into a progressive, and now he is really doing very well at the recently reconstituted KGO in San Francisco, which is a heritage talk station, a news station. And he is a progressive, and he's sincere. This is not a change of shtick. This is not an act. I interview him about what made you evolve, and he takes his time and explains his life experiences that made him suddenly go from being conservative to being liberal and demonstrating that philosophy on the air every
day.
Give
us one little teaser about what he said, if you would, if you wouldn't mind.
What
that brought him over to the Republicans say the dark side?
It just simply examining his own feelings about life.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're standing, what your life experience is, whose shoes you're standing in.
Yeah.
He says that it's very easy to embrace conservatism. It's a very tempting.
It's chirping in the choir.
You know, but when you really look at it, there's a lot more to life than these simple answers that conservative ideology allegedly offers.
Would you mind taking a personal approach with me for a moment, in terms of that? You've just made me think. Chip Franklin is an excellent personality. He's had a great career, and he's modified his point of view. You remember me from the beginning. You and I go back to we were just talking off the air because I had dug out an old Talkers magazine from the 1990s, and we were talking about the fact that I've been pretty much in every issue of Talkers in the 25-6 years that it's been published.
Years.
27 years.
Yeah.
So, in terms of how you have watched me change, do you mind? You know, I used to do a political show because I was working in an arena that needed politics. I think I began to change when I went to KVC in 1993. But I wonder whether you think, and how, just watching me, maybe or others, but because you and I are friends and we're talking about this, and I think, succeeded, but I haven't gone the route of politics. So did I change my stripes or just stop talking about things that were of that nature?
I think you think you've stopped talking about things of that nature. I don't think you have. I think that you you fool yourself.
You want me to be personal?
You've gotten handsomer over the years.
Thank
there's
you
no,
very much.
There's no question about that.
Thank you very much.
You've also gotten better over the years, as hopefully we all have, because 27 years of experience doing something smoothens you out. You've seen a lot of things. Experience is a fabulous teacher for broadcasting. That being said, but no, I think you've always been kind of, the word is mercurial, in terms of how you deal with the issues and being categorized. You never liked being categorized as anything. That's worked for you, and it's worked against you, because it's an industry that loves to categorize. On the other hand, by not being categorizable, you've created your own independent and unique niche that has worked well for you. But I find it fascinating how you talk an awful lot about not talking about politics every time you talk about politics. It's like you've created this bubble around it. Go, I don't talk about politics, but
all right.
In this case,
here
we
go.
I think.
Let's try this out for size. Let's see if you think I'm clever enough to have done it on purpose, as is the case with, use Fox as an example, we report, you decide, which is nonsense, but they repeat it often enough so people believe it. Or, let's see, what's the, there's another moniker that Fox uses, but you can come up with any slogan that somebody comes up with. If you repeat it often enough, people begin to believe it. So could it be that I have said that because I want people to not think of me, even if there is some political slant, to I don't want people to think about me as a political host.
Now you want me to be your shrink.
Well, you can do that. Yeah,
the answer is I'm not your shrink, so I don't know. I suspect that there's a degree of contrivance to your position that you are being clever. But I sometimes think you actually believe yourself, and that you think by saying you don't talk about politics, you're somehow exempting yourself from having the benefits of talking politics. You see, if you exclude yourself from talking about politics in anything in today's society, you're limiting your ability to compete and to be interesting, because everybody's interested in politics. Right. One of the things I find fascinating is the constant discussion of talk radio talks too much about politics and everybody's bored. That's like saying sports radio talks too much about sports and everybody's bored. It's a hypocritical nonsense. People will always be interested in sports. People will always be interested in politics. People will always be interested in gossip and sex. And people will always be interested in money. These things are universals. They ebb and they flow. The pendulum goes to one side to the other, depending upon the news and the happenings of the moment. But these are universals. And I think it's not expedient to eliminate politics from anybody's talk radio career. They even talk politics in sports talk. They talk shock jocks talk politics. Mm-hmm. Politics is an intrinsic part of our DNA, of our culture. And you talk politics. You always have and you always will. But what you're saying is you're trying to keep yourself from being defined as that. You want the freedom not to talk about politics. And that's why you say that. You don't want to be forced to only talk about politics. And that's really the issue. Not about whether politics is something should be talked about. It's whether you have the freedom to talk about something other than politics. My opinion is, by talking about something other than politics, it enhances your credibility when you do talk about politics, because it shows people where you're coming from in the bigger picture of who you are.
All right, as a prize, you'll get a certificate in the mail from Bob's Burgers for analyzing me in the last few minutes. Thank
wow.
you very much.
Thank you.
Now it's time for a list of the people who are on the Talkers Overview this week, the hot hits in talk radio and discussion about these people. We've sort of put them all together. Talking about sports always brings us around to looking at some of the sports personalities, Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, Bill Belichick, all guests of the White House this week. Ann Coulter in the number 9 position because of what happened to her appearance at Berkeley. Rex Tillerson, who's Secretary of State, and the deal with the Russians, and also an old Exxon deal that he managed to mine about 20 years ago coming back to the surface. Aaron Hernandez, number 7. At number 6 is John Ossoff, number 5, Bill O'Reilly, number 4, Vladimir Putin, number 2, Kim Jong-un, somehow or other, Bill Belichick in there someplace, and Donald Trump, as you can imagine, number 1 most talked about personality or person in the country this week. Coming up, I want to spend a minute talking about one of these, comparing the 1990s in Talkers Magazine to 2017. Hopefully you will find that intriguing, because the whole thing, the world of conversation, is intriguing, as you're finding out if you're a first-time listener. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the top 10 stories this week. Just as we accumulate lots of time aimed at discussing some of these issues, people say, what are the actual 10 things on the list? So here they are. Sports Talk Radio, number 10. Patriots visiting the White House, number 9. Ann Coulter and her Berkeley appearance, or a lack thereof, number 8. The Hernandez suicide, number 7. The Arkansas execution case, number 6. The shooting in Fresno, number 5. The Georgia House race, Republican versus Democrat. Republican wins, Democrat doesn't. O'Reilly is number 3. Number 2, the situation in the Middle East. And number 1, North Korea and the Russians and what they're doing up in the Bering Sea. Those are the items of interest. Not necessarily, well, yeah, they are in the order that they've been promoted at talkers.com. Hi, 46 and change after the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, our discussion about the charts for the week of April 17th to the 21st, 2017. Going back, flashing back. Maybe we should do this every week, Michael. I have a Talkers magazine here from December 1999. The Golden Era is what you call it in a retrospective of the decade, Golden Era of Talk. And there are the usual, the people who are around then that folks would know. Michael Savage just getting his foothold. I'm looking at an ad for one of the trades, and there's a picture of me. And I'm the only, well, the Carey brothers are in the ad. Mm. Mike Siegel is still around, Blanquita yep. Cullum. And I'm looking at a list of the 20 most talked about people of the 90s. So I'm just going to go through the top 10 just for the fun of it. Mm. Rodney King at 10. These are the stories. Presidential elections, Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill, Princess Di's death,
right.
Congressional elections, Oklahoma City bombing,
wow.
The Persian Gulf War, more elections, O.J. Simpson. And the presidential sex scandal was number 1 for the entire decade of the 90s, according to this. And on the people list, number 10, Diana. Number 9, Ken Starr. Saddam Hussein was 8. Ross Perot was 7. George Bush, the father, was 6. Monica Lewinsky was 5. Newt Gingrich, 4. O.J., 3. Hillary, 2. And Bill, number 1
yeah.
for the decade of the 90s, according to your research. Isn't that interesting how...
It's not surprising. Sometimes we forget stories. You know, we forget how big they were.
Yeah.
O.J. was huge.
Yeah.
And then there were all kinds of stories that were huge for a while. When Magic Johnson was diagnosed as having HIV, that was gigantic. Obviously, Oklahoma City was gigantic. That kid that was in Singapore and got caned. I think
yes.
it was Michael.
Oh my God! Yes,
Michael
remember that?
Ray, Michael something. I don't remember.
yeah, I remember my father saying. He said, "When you go on the air, tell people they've got it right in Singapore." My father.
oh, that explains all those scars on your buttock.
Yes, that's it. Yep, there it is in a nutshell. All right, 60 seconds on Gayle King vacationing with the Obamas. And what that does to her credibility as a quote-unquote journalist.
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't know she had credibility.
Well, there you go. Oprah's best friend is Gayle King. She went on a vacation with Oprah and the Obamas.
Oh, they're
Tom Hanks was on the boat. Bruce Springsteen was on the boat.
Gayle King is a nice person.
Yes.
But whenever you hear her name mentioned, her main credential is she's Oprah's best friend.
There it is.
How would you like that to be your main credential, that you're somebody's best friend?
Got me a job on the CBS morning show. I think I can handle it.
Oh, my gosh.
Michael Harrison's best friend. What's that going to get me?
Bob's Burger.
Yeah, I got the certificate for Bob's Burgers. 10 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He's a lawyer, college prof, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. Let's start there before we go to the list of stories and find out who's going to be able to sue whom here. Let's put your other hat on because I think it's important. It's always important. But this week, I found out about some phone tax scams that seem to be on the rise, and the companies, because they're all wireless now, say they're going to protect their customers. Can they really?
You know, that they can make a an effort, and what's happened is the phone companies have gotten permission to do some extra technological protections against robocalls that they couldn't do before. So it'll remain to be seen whether the bad guys will just adapt to these changes in technology, which they usually have. You know, the big thing to remember is, particularly when it comes to taxes, the IRS in the past never calls. That being said, our genius legislators in Congress have decided to hire private collectors to collect on behalf of the IRS. They've done it before. It's not cost effective, and it's going to result in more scams. But there will be people getting calls on behalf of collection agencies that purport to be from the IRS. But you can't tell. So you've just got to tell them, you know, send me something in writing.
Yep. Don't get suckered in on that one, for sure. And by the way, there's a sort of a side issue here in terms of whether it's scams or what people are doing, you can always fight back when you find out the reality. There were a couple of class action lawsuits that had come up against Verizon because of their service sucking as bad as it does. And now you find out this week that the class action lawsuits didn't mean as much as just people dropping the service. Sometimes you can get a message across because Verizon is as bad as they are.
You know, Verizon, actually all of the carriers have gotten hit with cooperating with scammers who have added, they call it cramming, these charges that are not legitimate onto your bill. Your bill is so impossible to understand and read that people don't pick up these small charges. And the FTC has brought in actions against Verizon and others and gotten money back for consumers.
As well they should. All right. Let's see if we can get some money back for some people. Probably the number one suit that didn't become a suit because before it went to court, it just gets settled. Bill O'Reilly exiting, depending on who you talk to, anywhere from 25 to 45 to 65 million bucks to get him out of there. What would have happened if they just fired him?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because O'Reilly just signed a new contract about a year ago, a 4-year contract, and many of these cases had already been settled, and as reported in the New York Times anyway, there were provisions in the contract dealing with the right to fire him if new cases came up. You know, he would have to fight the morals clause that you find in all entertainers and athletes' contract. But I think, frankly, judging by the substances to so many of these charges, he would have had a difficult time. And there are still outstanding claims in the courts against O'Reilly. So he's not out of the clear. He's out of Fox, but these lawsuits aren't totally over.
What about the family of Hernandez says they're going to sue the state of Massachusetts because the guards murdered him? He didn't kill himself. What happened there? There's a frustration in your voice right there.
If they murdered him, they managed to murder him without any evidence of, according to the coroner, of a struggle, and with him barring the door, blocking the door from the inside when they left. So such a lawsuit would get dismissed right away. Anyone's death, all death diminishes us, for whom the bell tolls. But bottom line is Hernandez was a bad apple. Hernandez committed suicide, and he was a convicted murderer who will now have his murder conviction erased from his record because under American law, if you are convicted of a crime, even if you're already serving time, if your appeals have not been completed, the conviction is erased.
Wow.
This happened with Ken Lake, the guy from Enron. He was convicted, never served a day, had a massive heart attack, and ended up having his conviction erased.
Wow, that is something that most people didn't know. Thank you. That's why you're here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, genius lawyer and college professor here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.